Good morning. I assume that if you're listening to this, you're probably part of Westbrook Park United Methodist Church. We're not having worship in person today. We do not have the ability to live stream. So you are either worshiping online with someone else, possibly worshiping at another church, or you have decided to stay home. This is Pastor Joel. Just want to share a few words with you this morning in light of the situation. Hope you'll stick with us and pray that God's keeping you safe, keeping you in the center of his will and in the palm of his hand. You know, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." He also said at the very end of that 14th chapter of the Gospel of John, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." You've been watching the news this week. I have too. It's a lot of scary words to listen to. Pandemic, quarantine, coronavirus. It sounds frightening. When you turn on the news, it seems like that's all that's there. This past week, Ohio schools are closed for 3 weeks beginning tomorrow. There's no public gatherings allowed of over 100 people. Hospitals are running out of supplies. Countries, entire countries, are in quarantine, Italy and other places. People are dying. They say that there are over 156,000 cases around the globe, and there's been nearly 6,000 deaths, and that line will probably be crossed today or tomorrow. It is a bit daunting and frightening. Think about it. An entire country is on lockdown. Grocery store shelves are being raided and left empty. You've seen the news. Maybe you've been out and seen it in person. I could continue on, but you don't need me to remind you of that right now. I would remind you of this, however. For we Christians, this could be our finest hour, or at least one of our finest hours. It looks right now in everybody's mind like this virus has the final say, but if you've read the Easter story, you know that it doesn't. And we're not that far from Easter. Seems like we need that annual reminder that Jesus overcame death, and I'd add sickness and disease. Actually, Easter should be a daily, if not momentarily reminder. For Christians, we've been sent by Christ. He told us in Matthew 28, "Go make disciples." And that word "go" means just that. Get out there and show the world that Christ overcame death. Then there's those other words, quarantine, pandemic, coronavirus. They seem to get in the way. I've thought a bit lately, I don't know why, about a hymn that most people aren't thinking of in our current context. What is that hymn? The Battle Hymn of the Republic. There's a verse in the Battle Hymn of the Republic that's just been running through my mind for a few days now, and I'm going to remind you of those words. "He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He's sifting out the souls of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be quick, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on." There's no retreat. Christ did not sound forth the trumpet to us to retreat. The Great Commission bids us go, tell the world about Jesus, and he will never remove that from us. We're to be Christ in our world. We're to take the gospel to broken people, and we're to respond with joy. But today, this morning, here in just an hour, when we ought to be in church, we aren't in church. Something about this doesn't feel right. We were made for worship. We were made for the rhythm of worship, not just the rhythm of a worship service, but the rhythm of regular worship, momentarily, daily, and certainly every 7 days. It's Sunday, and it doesn't feel right, does it? Because it isn't. But there's this coronavirus and the health and the well-being of those most vulnerable to consider. And yes, though it doesn't feel right, when you think about those things, it feels somewhat right. God has sounded forth the trumpet. He'll never call for retreat. So don't think God has called us to retreat, to go home and hole ourselves up and lock our doors. No, he hasn't called us to that. Please, whatever you're doing today, wherever you are, worship yourself, sing a hymn, say a prayer, read the scriptures, look out your window in the wonder of God's creation, and pray. Pray for everything. Tell God just how great he is. Be at peace. Jesus said, "My peace I leave with you, not the peace as the world gives, give I unto you, but my peace I leave with you." We've canceled worship in the short term, but our commitment is eternal. Don't forget that. Don't be frightened or scared of anything you hear or think about the current situation. God already knows it, and He's still got us here. Remember what Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. My peace I leave with you, not the peace that the world gives. My peace I give to you." In this world, there will be no peace. The events of the past few weeks ought to show that to us vividly. But in Jesus Christ, there's peace. Peace for today, tomorrow, yesterday, and eternity. Peace that is rooted in faith in Him and not ourselves. We don't need to be restless, bothered, or scared, but we need to be smart. We've got the same peace that faced storms and calmed them. We got the same peace that saw hungry crowds and fed them. We've got the same peace that saw broken lives and restored them. The peace that we have looked Herod and Pilate in the eye, and it also faced sin and death. And the peace we have, Christ has bequeathed to us. Don't be afraid. In 2 Timothy 1:7, Paul says this, "God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of self-control." We're not supposed to be afraid. In fact, we're supposed to be far from afraid, because God is good. He's faithful. He's not left us nor forsaken us, and He can work in all things, including the current situation. So don't panic. He's given the Christian peace. He's given you peace. And we don't walk by faith. Rather, we walk by faith. We do not walk by sight. When the early church was facing extreme persecution, they lost their lives, not their faith. We're facing a health crisis. It's our faith we need to cling on to. God is good. He'll not leave us. We can trust He knows. He cares. And He probably, I believe, for sure has a plan, even in the face of coronavirus. When the early church faced their persecution, they didn't go hide out in their homes. They reached out to those in need and those hurting. They placed others ahead of themselves. Read the first few chapters of Acts and you'll see immediately that they didn't run, they cared. They didn't get frightened, they prayed. They took care of each other materially, spiritually, emotionally, in every way possible. They just simply took care of each other. And I'd add, they didn't hoard their goods. They met each other's needs with them. They helped each other. If you were to look at Master Luke writes the book of Acts. At Acts chapter 2, verses 44 to 46, it says, "All who believed were together, and they had everything in common. They were selling their possessions and their belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts." The early church continued to meet. Now, our current situation, it places some of the most vulnerable at risk. We're not going to do that at Westbrook Park, but we can do what we can. Most of us have an item that the early church didn't have. It's called a telephone. Instead of bemoaning our not meeting together to worship, instead of using that telephone to tell each other, well, we probably should have met or whatever you use that for, what if we use that telephone to continue to meet? Pick up the phone. Call 3 or 4 people that sit closest to you on Sunday morning. Check on them. Speak to them. Pray with them. Pray for them. Pray with them. If there's a need, figure out a way to meet it. Call the church. Call me. Call your friends. See if there's a way that we together can meet that need. You know, our older folks should not be out in public right now. It's dangerous for them. If you're going to pick up bread and milk, call someone and see if they need help with picking up a few things for them. Pick it up, check in on them, don't stay long, maybe even don't even go in, but do the right thing. Friends, this is not the time to be selfish. It's the time to be sacrificial with your time, with your talent, with your treasure. You know, Jesus said, "We are the light of the world." In Matthew 5:14-16, He said, "You're the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. And people don't light a lamp to put it under a basket, but they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone else in the house. So in that same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works, and they'll give glory to your Father who is in heaven. Yeah, it's a pandemic. It's a fearful time. People are out there making unsettled, anxious, and in some cases silly decisions. They aren't being themselves. Church, we need to be. We need to show hope in Christ and love in Christ. If you think the virus is infectious, what do you think love could be? People need it right now. Pray that God will give you the spirit of love, the spirit of Christ. Let the people see Christ in you. And instead of running from you as if you had a virus, maybe they'll be attracted to what you do have. Maybe they'll choose to catch that. Long before this coronavirus started spreading, the love of Christ was being spread, and it should have been spread a lot more than it has. But now's the time. It may be our finest hour, may be the greatest opportunity we've ever had to show the world the love of Christ. It's not a time to be afraid. It's a time to be fearless. We live by faith in the living God, not by fear. We're not to be selfish. We've chosen the one who made the ultimate sacrifice for us, so we need to model it in this situation to others. Don't be selfish, be sacrificial. Since we are the light of Christ, it's no time that you should put your light under a bushel. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 4, 7-9, we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us. We're afflicted in every way, but not crushed. We're perplexed, but we're not driven to despair. We're persecuted, we're not forsaken. We're struck down, but we are not destroyed. This is why we're not fearful. This is why we're able to follow the one who will never call retreat. We're not afraid because he's got this. He sounded forth the trumpet that will never call retreat. Be swift to answer him, be jubilant with your feet. His truth is marching on. You know, in spite of this virus, God's truth marches on. In spite of fear and anxiety everywhere, his truth marches on. In spite of hoarding and bad news, God's truth continues to march on. Jesus, the light of the world, the Savior of our souls, Jesus marches on. March with him. Saying, glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth marches on. Friends, we can't meet together, but we can pray together. So let's pray. Eternal God, keep us mindful that you're still in control. This virus did not surprise you in any way. Our circumstances and our very lives sit in your hands. God, keep us mindful that we're yours. You've purchased us with the price of your Son. Lord, give us your calm in the time of this storm. Give us the peace that you promised, not the peace of calm and easy lives and cupboards that are full. Lord, we ask for the peace that can only come from a relationship with you. We ask for that peace that will pass all understanding, not only of those around us, but even of ourselves. Lord, we ask that we can live for you instead of dying trying to live for ourselves. Lord, take away the fear. Replace it with peace. Remove the uncertainty. Help us to be established in you. Lord, make our spirit, our heartbeat, and your word our guide. Give us calm in the storm. And Lord, while we'd love for this storm to leave, if it doesn't, teach us to walk by faith in you. Lord, teach us to trust you. If it doesn't leave, show us how to walk on water in the storm with you. Lord, give us our daily bread, but also give us our daily faith that we can live trusting in you and in nothing else. Lord, protect our children, our older folks. Keep them healthy and safe. We pray this. Lord, our days, our times are in your hands. You've created us. You've sustained us. We pray now, Lord, that you'd protect us. Protect our family and our friends. Lord, until we meet again as the people of God in one place, make us your people in many places. Lord, help us to take this opportunity to share with others the hope that lies within us to share Jesus. Lord, we ask this in your name. Amen.